You know, there's recently been a huge breakthrough in terms of the coalition's campaign for farm worker rights. And that was the agreement that the coalition reached with about 90% of the tomato industry back in November 2010. And so now what we are focusing on is trying to get many of the major supermarket chains to come on board and to support the increased wages and new standards that are taking place right now, and a lot of the changes that are taking place in the fields. So we're trying to get corporations like Publix and like Stop and Shop and Giant to, you know, do their part and pay their share of the extra penny per pound that we've been asking for all these years, to increase the workers' wages, and to also connect their tomato purchasing to the CIW's code of conduct to make sure that we're rewarding the growers who are willing to step up and treat the workers better, and not purchasing tomatoes from the growers who are allowing violations and abuses to take place.
Give us an idea of some of the things that are in this code of conduct that some of the tomato growers have agreed to.
Yeah, I mean, it's really remarkable. It's really the first time in the history of Florida agriculture that something like this has happened. It includes a joint complaint resolution mechanism. So if the workers are feeling like something is unfair or unsafe, they're allowed to bring that up both with the grower and with independent third party body, which is going to actually field complaints and also do unannounced audits of the fields. There's also very basic things which were never really codified before or enforced, like access to shade, access to water, the practice of forcing the workers to overfill their buckets, which really results in a whole lot of work that you don't get paid for at the end of the day. That is also being abolished. And there's also a mechanisms to prevent things like sexual harassment and forced labor and other extreme abuses that happen in the fields.
And the Immokalee workers are traveling in the East Coast this week. Give us an idea of where they've been and where they're headed.
Yeah, so right now there's a busload of about 60 workers who are on a what we're calling the Do the Right Thing tour. And we got that name from a quote by George Jenkins, the founder of Publix, who said, "Don't let making a profit stand in the way of doing the right thing." And the workers left Immokalee about 3 or 4 days ago. They went up to Boston and had a march there with about 1,000 people in total, almost 1,000 people. They marched on the Stop and Shop supermarket chain, and then they're on their way back down. Yesterday they had a very spirited action in New York City, in front of a Trader Joe's supermarket there. And they're also going to be stopping in Baltimore, DC, Atlanta, and finally they'll make their way to the Tampa Bay area this Thursday, March 3rd.
Give our listeners then an idea of what to expect on Friday and Saturday in Tampa and where they can find out more information.
Yeah, so this Friday and Saturday, we're really having our biggest actions of the year, and we're really hoping that many people will come out from the Tampa Bay area and support us. This is really a historic moment that we're in right now with given the agreement between the growers and the CIW, and we really have the chance right now to bring about some fundamental changes in the fields if Publix and other supermarket chains start getting on board. So this Friday the 4th, we're going to have basically a day-long picket in front of four different Publix supermarkets here in the Tampa Bay area. One of them is in St. Pete on South 34th Street. We have one at the Town and Country Publix at the corner of Hillsborough and Memorial. One of them is going to be at the Publix on the corner of Bush and 56th. And then moving forward to Saturday, we're actually going to have three separate marches that start at three different Publixes, and those are all going to converge for a huge picket and a rally at 2 p.m. at the Publix at 1313 South Dale Mabry. So that's going to be 2 p.m. on Saturday, really the big picket and concluding rally that's going to cap off these 2 days of action here in Tampa and this whole tour that the workers are on right now. And if folks want to get more information and get specific addresses and times and everything, they can visit our site at CIW-online.org. And that's again, that's CIW-online.org.